Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from River Rock Stadium in Montgomery. It's the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits getting set for a 6:35 first pitch. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Noah Campbell, who's been a steady face at the top of the lineup this year. Noah, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, no problem.
What's it been like getting comfortable and getting that run of play up at the top of the lineup?
Going out there and playing baseball. This is my third year in professional baseball, so I kind of know what to expect. And last year I got hurt a few times, so I knew what I had to work on in the offseason after recovering from the injuries. So just getting back in there, getting comfortable, having fun is the biggest thing. So
what's it been like being back and healthy here in 2023? You missed the last 2 months of last year, and to be back and being able to play every day has to feel great.
Yeah, no, it really does. It really does. I mean, any day you get to play baseball is a gift for sure, so I'm just trying to embrace it.
One of the big things as well is your walk rate is through the roof. This is a team that walks a lot, and you seem to be a guy who's walking all the time. What's been your approach at the plate to be able to lay off those tough pitches and work your walks this year?
Honestly, it's all about, for me, just getting ready and just trying to see the pitch. I mean, you know, stay on the pitches you can hit, but earlier you get ready, the more time you have to see the ball, and you can lay off those tough pitches.
How much does the walks that you've got this year, how does that help your confidence on just the hitting side of things?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're only as good as the pitches you swing at. So, if you're swinging a lot of balls, it's probably going to be tough to hit overall pretty well. So, swinging at good pitches is just, probably the biggest thing when it comes to hitting.
One of the big things in your game as well is your ability to play everywhere. You've played first this year, you've played left, you've played right. You played a game with the Carolina Mudcats 2021 where you actually literally played all nine positions. How much does that versatility mean to you as a player?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it started kind of in college, I would say. I mean, I played second base, short, left. So I got to play a little bit of everything in college. Then when I got to pro ball, they really expanded on it in my first year, especially. I played short, third. I mean, this is outside of that game. I played all nine. But I played first, second, short, third, and like almost all the outfield positions just like throughout the course of the year. So I mean, it's big. I mean, just getting in the lineup is the biggest thing. So if you can help the team at different positions, that's really advantageous.
What was it like playing all nine positions in one game?
It was insane. I mean, I really hope I never have to catch again. I'm fine playing anywhere else, but catching is terrifying.
What was the catching like?
Oh man, I mean, I'm just scared the whole time. I didn't have good form, technique, whatever you want to call it. Like, I didn't look very good back there, but we got out of there at three outs. Nobody got hurt. It was all good.
That was the less terrifying than pitching?
I had pitched before that year, just in some of those mop-up innings, so that didn't really scare me. I mean, this was the first time I had pitched in a save opportunity, but, I mean, you're just throwing the ball over the plate, hoping the guy catches in the outfield somewhere.
Did you get the save?
I did get the save.
There we go. That's a great way to end the day. Yeah. You get the save, you catch, and you don't get hit, and nobody dies. That's always a big win.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there.
Another big thing here in Biloxi, we talked to TJ Shook a couple weeks ago about it. It's you, TJ Shook, and Wes Clark, all South Carolina teammates in college and all teammates now in Biloxi. How cool is that?
Oh, it's really awesome. I mean, I think TJ and I really started to develop a relationship in pro ball. I mean, in college, like, we knew each other and, like, you know, we were still friends because, you know, that's how college is. But, really in pro ball, we started to really become closer friends. And then Wes, I was definitely closer with because position player, pitcher. But it's been awesome to have those guys on the team, just to share those memories.
How does that bond grow in professional baseball? Because in college, you go to practice, you lift weights, but you have to go to class, you have a dorm. Here in pro ball, you're living together, you travel together, you're in hotels together, you eat meals together, you're basically together 24/7. What's that like in pro ball and developing that relationship?
You really do grow closer in pro ball than pretty much anywhere else. I mean, like you said, you're together all the time. I mean, TJ and I are roommates at home and on the road now. And, you just get to see them at all times. I mean, in college, like, you probably had your own room, so you don't really get to see them, like, if they had a tough game or they had a great game. So you get to see everybody through their toughest moments, help them through it when it's tough, and then, you know, hype them up, you know, when they have a good game. So
you also had an incredible opportunity back in 2015 with Team USA. You played at the U15 World Cup in Mexico. You helped lead the team to the finals, but you played on a team. It was yourself. It was Bryce Terang. It was Hunter Green, Royce Lewis, Doug Nikhazy. What an incredible experience that was, and what an incredible crop of talent it was.
Yeah, no, the guys are awesome. I mean, I remember those experiences vividly, and, I mean, obviously a lot of those guys you just mentioned are having a lot of success at the big league level or, you know, there's other guys that are still in the minor leagues, but I mean, just playing with those guys is special for sure.
Well, and you just finished up your freshman year of high school when you went and did this. What was it like going back to high school for your sophomore? You'd be like, yeah, I played for Team USA this summer. What'd you do?
I mean, yeah, it was definitely pretty cool. I mean, I'm a pretty low-key person, so I mean, you know, a lot of people did a lot of cool things. I mean, USA baseball is obviously cool, but you know, guys that played for their travel club soccer team and went to cool places is cool too. So,
what's it like to represent your country on the international stage?
Oh, that's one of the most special baseball memories I have. I mean, just finding out I made the USA team and calling everybody and letting everybody know that I made it was probably one of the best days of my life. So that'll stick with me forever.
Well, and then the international baseball side of it as well. Not only are you representing your country, but you're also doing it on an international stage in Mexico in front of a bunch of wild fans, because Mexico goes crazy for their baseball game. It's like a party 24/7. But what was that like to represent the U.S. on the international stage?
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, that at that point, obviously, it was the most fans I'd ever played in front of. I mean, it was fun, but I mean, it was nerve-wracking for sure. I mean, to be 15 and playing in front of 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people, playing Mexico in Mexico, that's a pretty crazy experience. But I mean, I think it really helped me prepare for college and professional baseball. So that was awesome.
What was your most memorable moment out of all of it?
Honestly, I think this is what I tell people for most things, is just the time you get to spend with your teammates. I mean, just being around those guys and getting to know their personalities, like being around Bryce Turang and Royce Lewis and Hunter Green, and just seeing what those guys are like, and I mean, seeing how their careers progress. I mean, I think that's what's really special about baseball.
Well, Noah, thanks much for joining us. We're hoping you're joining them in the big leagues one day.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:35.